the enemy and the avenger. If you could pray with me, Father, we thank you, oh Father, for filling this place today with your presence. Let there be an anointing, hallelujah. Let there be an anointing. Let hearts be touched and lives be changed. We ask, oh God, for utterance, oh God, for your word, that it will go forth unhindered, that it will be a blessing, hallelujah, that it will build faith, hallelujah, that we give you the praise and the glory right now in Jesus' name. Give God a praise offering. Amen. 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 Now you have to listen to my title very carefully before you sit down. Got to listen very carefully. And the title of my message is, I'm Mad at Hell, and I'm Not Going to Take It Anymore. I'm Mad at Hell, and I'm Not Going to Take It Anymore. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. I was so upset when I got the news. I was so disturbed when I got the news. You know, I hadn't really thought about it very much, but I've been thinking about why. It's easy to understand why God gave us the emotion of love. It's easy to understand the emotion of love, but why did God give us the emotion of anger? It wasn't to be mad at each other. I'll tell you why he gave us the emotion of anger. But to motivate us against the devil. When you look in the scripture, you'll see that when God is angry, he's angry at sin. He's angry at his broken word. He is mad at disobedience. He is angry at the devil. And today, I'm mad at hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Why God gave us that emotion is so as to motivate us to really come against Satan and his devices. Because he has been, the Bible says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. You know, it's time for us to get aggressive on Satan. Amen. Sometimes we look at that scripture that the gates of hell shall not prevail, and we think about being defensive. Okay, he can't come and get us. But really what it's saying, he should be the one in fear and trembling. It's the gates of hell that cannot prevail when we come at him with the weapons that God has given us. Hallelujah. Corinthians 10:4 says that we're not disarmed. We're not without weapons. And in Sunday school, we talked about a super weapon. You know, right now the government is developing all kinds of weapons. There is a super weapon that God has given us that we're not even using, that we've kept hidden. It's time to take out the super weapon. In Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down even imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. For the weapons are not carnal. Amen. We have got some powerful weapons. And the one I want to talk to you about today is the weapon of praise. I'm telling you, there is a weapon of praise that you may not have realized that you need to use. You need to pull out of your armory and start using your super weapon of praise, because I'm telling you, I'm mad at hell and I'm not taking it anymore. He's been beating some of you up for years. It's time to take the fight to him. It's time to take the fight and say, Satan, you may have won a battle, but you're not going to win the war. I belong to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to tell you, there is a weapon that he has given us. In this Sunday school class, we were going through some of the weapons of praise that God has given us. And the first one I want to talk to you about is called yada in the Hebrew. And it means to extend or to throw your hand. See, when we raise our hands, when we throw our hands in the air, you didn't know that you were actually using a weapon. That's a weapon of praise. It's a sign of surrender to God, and it's a weapon of praise that can be used against the enemy. When he sees you surrender to God, the Bible says that when you submit to God, you can do what? You can resist the devil. You didn't realize that when you raise your hands, hallelujah, you are actually exhibiting the yada weapon. Amen. Let's do some yada in here today. Come on, let's do some yada. Let's throw our hands in the air and say, God, I surrender to you. I'm going to be able to fight this demon that's been on my back all this week. Whatever your demon is, maybe it's financial hardship. Maybe it's a demon of sickness. You need to do some yada praise. I surrender to you, God. I come against Satan and his devices. I defy you, Satan. You shall not get my hands. I'm going to give them to God. Let me show you how this works. In the book of Exodus chapter 17, verse 9, we see the children of Israel were fighting, and Moses went up onto a mountain. And it says, Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, guess what happened? When Moses did some yada praise, when he held up his hand, guess what happened to the enemy? They started to lose. They started to be defeated. It's time for us to not surrender to Satan, but to hold up our hands to God in praise and do some yada praise. Lord, I surrender to you, so Satan, I'm coming after you. I'm going to resist you. You're not going to destroy me anymore. You're not going to have my family anymore because I've done some yada praise. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. It's time for us. The Bible says all men everywhere should lifting up holy hands. I'm telling you, you have a weapon you didn't even know about. It's time for us to give the devil some yada praise. Come on, let's see it again. Amen. Lifting up holy hands. That's what the Bible says. Men everywhere are to lift up holy hands to God. When I say yada praise, this is what I'm talking about. We need to submit to God. Every time Moses held up his hand, Israel won the battle. After a while, his hands got tired. You know what that means? Sometimes you need to assist your brother. Sometimes you need to go around and hold up his hand and say, brother, I'm praying for you. Sister, I'm praying for you. I want you to get your hand up in the air and give some yada praise. I want you to hold someone's hand that's next to you. Lift their hands up in the air right now and give some yada praise to God. We're going to resist Satan. We're going to submit to God, and then he's got to flee. Amen. Amen. It's time for us to use the weapons, the super weapons that we have been given. Amen. The next one I want you to know about, it's called the shambak. And that just means the shout. I'm saying it wrong, the shabak. The shabak. And we have seen that and not realized that when they gave a shout, they were giving a shabak praise. When Israel surrounded Jericho and they marched, the last thing that God told them to do was to give a shabak. They gave a shout of victory and of triumph. That's right in your face, Satan. Right in your face. I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. I'm going to give you a shabak. I'm going to shout out hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to take back whatever the devil has stolen from you. Don't give place to the devil, but the Bible says submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall. He's just a bully. You know, a bully likes to intimidate. He likes to scare you, likes to tell you you're finished, likes to tell you the bills are piling up, you don't have a job, all the things are going wrong. It's time to do some yada and then do some shouting, some shabak. We need to do some shabak praise in here. Come on, let's say hallelujah. Amen, because we need that wall of Jericho to fall down. It's time we get mad at hell. Are you mad at hell? Are you mad at hell? See, God gave us anger, but not to each other. It's to sin and to Satan. It's time for us to use what God has given us to lift up our hands unto the Lord and to shout in the devil's face, give him some shabak. Amen. It's time for us to give Satan some shabak. Tell him I'm mad at hell and I'm not taking it anymore. In Ezra, let's see how they did this. In Ezra chapter 3, verse 11, it says that Israel, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord because he is good. They were doing some shabak worship. I'm afraid when you come in here, get ready, it's going to be noisy because we want to give some shabak praise to God. And they started praising with a loud voice and singing out, his mercy endureth forever. And all the people shouted. How did they shout? With a great shout. They were doing some shabak praise. I'm telling you, we have some weapons we have not been using. You need to get in the devil's face and you need to shout at him. You need to tell him, listen, you come with a sword and a spear, but I come in the name of the Lord. It said, and all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because of the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Just in finishing the second temple, they worshiped with a great shout. They told the devil, listen, we now have a place of worship. We now have a place to praise and to shout the foundations down. I'm telling you, it's time for you to get mad at hell and say, I'm not taking it anymore. Weapon number one, yada praise. Let's see if you remember what a yada praise is. Come on. All right. That's what I like. When I say yada, you're going to say amen. And the next one, anyone remember what that is? Shabbat. So we're going to shout out a hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Amen. See, you didn't know you had some weapons, but God has given you some weapons. In fact, there are seven types of praise, but I'm only going to give you three today. The last one I'm going to talk about is halal, and that means to make a boast. That means to boast about the Lord and his goodness. That means to boast about, in fact, it means to boast like you're almost stupid. Like, man, what are you talking about? Can't you see how the enemy's against you? Yeah, I'm still boasting. I'm still boasting. It's time for us to get a halal praise sometimes. When the devil comes to you, you need to boast about what God has already done. That's a praise. That's a praise. Now, I want to show you how this worked. In Psalms 34, 2, you see, David knew how to use these weapons. He didn't just have a sling. I think most people think all he did have was a sling, but he had more powerful spiritual weapons than just some stones. In Psalm 34, verse 2, he says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. You know what he was doing? He was giving a halal praise. You don't just have to say hallelujah, but you can praise God by just repeating all the blessings that he's done, boasting about his goodness and what he is going to do for you. Amen. You need to boast on God. That's how you give a halal praise, because it's time for us to get mad at hell and say, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm not going down in defeat, because I serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is my God. I will shout with the voice of triumph. I'm going to use every weapon that Jesus has given me. I'm going to use every weapon that he has given me. Let's go and look at the actual situation where David came to fame in 1 Samuel 17 and verse 38. And we see when he first decided he was going to fight Goliath, Saul said, hey, come on, let's put on some real armor. And so it says, and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. But you know why this was wrong? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. This was never going to work. This kind of weaponry would never have beaten Goliath, because it was carnal weapons. Many times we go out to face Satan and we put on our best face. We put on our carnal weapons. Some friend will say, why don't you do this? Why don't you go here? Why don't you try this? You know what they're doing? They're armoring us with Saul's armor. Look what David said. David girded his sword upon his armor, and he made a as if he was going to go. He tried. The Bible said he essayed to go, but he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these. See, David knew what his best weapons were, and Saul's armor was not going to work. You don't need to put on Saul's armor, because all it will do is weight you down. It wasn't designed for you. God has got some weapons of praise that he has engineered just for you. So David put them off. And the Philistines said, David put them off in verse 3, and the Philistines said to David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with some sticks? He would say, where's your armor? You see, the weapons of our armor are not carnal. You can't see my praise, except maybe in my face if I'm smiling. But you see, Goliath was looking at David and said, this little boy is unarmored. Little did he know that if he could see in the spiritual world, David had so much armor on that nothing could penetrate it. Nothing could penetrate it. See, it wasn't the five stones that he picked up. I'll tell you the true weapons that David used. Let's look at this. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine in verse 44 said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh into the fowls of the air. You know what he was doing? He was putting on his armor of praise to his gods. But you see what David did? he started to say, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. He was getting his halal praise on. He was boasting in Jehovah. He was boasting that God had helped him slay the bear and the lion. And this Goliath, no matter how big he was an uncircumcised Philistine. He was getting his halal praise armor on. I'm telling you, it's time for us to do all of those things. It's to give us our yada praise, to give our halal praise, and to give a shout. Amen. Just like they did around the wall of Jericho. Comest thou to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield? But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. See, he knew, David was a worshiper. He knew how to put on the true armor. He had tried to put on the armor that Saul had given him, the fleshly armor, but that won't work. That would have only weighed him down. He wouldn't have hardly been able to move. But with the Spirit of God, the armor that he had, which was praise, he said, I will boast in my soul of all that God has done. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. It's time for us to understand that we have some weapons of God that we cannot be seen by human eye. But when you start to worship and start to lift your hands, the Hebrew for that word is really to throw your hands. Throw your hands in the air. Don't even be timid. Throw it in the air and say, Lord, I am yours. When I submit to you, Satan cannot resist. Because he's a bully. And bullies are cowards when it really comes down. When someone really stands up to them, resist, submit to God, and then you will be able to resist Satan and he will have to flee from you. So David had a weapon of praise. That was his real weapon, not even so much the stones. He had already made his boast in his God. Verse 46, it says, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. You know what he's doing? He's doing a halal praise. He's saying, he's starting to boast. And it looked foolish. Here is this 9-foot guy and this little 17-year-old stripling. You see, a halal praise is foolish. It looks stupid that you can say such amazing things. But it really is based upon faith. What David was saying made no sense. Goliath had been there 40 days defying all of the armies of Israel. Here comes this little 17-year-old and starts doing a halal praise. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. You know what we have to do tomorrow morning when we get up? We have to tell Satan, this day, this day, this day, this day, I'm going to get the victory. This day, start boasting in what your God can do for you. Start elevating the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to his rightful place. We need to do a halal. It may seem stupid. It may be you're on your last dime. It may not look sensible, but that's what a halal praise. It's a boastful, almost foolish praise. It doesn't make any sense. It looks weird because it's based upon faith. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. See, this were the weapons. That's why David wrote all these psalms, because he understood where his real strength came. It wasn't in his sling. It wasn't in his sword. It was in his praise. It was in his praise. See, and a halal praise is a boast. It's almost foolish. You look at you telling the devil what you're going to do. You and which army? They used to say, well, I have an army and his name is God. His name is J-E-S-U-S. See, when we start to learn the weapons of our warfare, which are, one of them is praise, we shall be able to get the victory. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6, and this really wraps it all up. I want to show you how all of these three weapons of praise work out and happen. We see in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6, Jehoshaphat said, O Lord our God, our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? What had happened is, the Ammonites and the Moabites, all this great company, had come up and surrounded Israel. And Judah. And they had no way of fighting them. So what he did then instead was to come up and praise God. He started to make a halal boast. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? He started to remind God of all the victories that he had done for them in the past. Has God done any victories for you in the past? Well, when you start doing a halal praise, what you will be doing is saying, God, Look what you did for me in the past. Look at how you paid my bill when I didn't know how it was going to happen. Look at how you saved me from death in that car accident. Look at how you healed me. And I'm making a boast again. I know the devil tried to mess me up, but I have never spent a night in hospital, and I'm not going to go there. Amen. I'm going to make my boast in the Lord. So Jehoshaphat started to boast. He started to do a praise. They're surrounded by hundreds of thousands of armies, little Judah, and they have no hope. And he starts to make a halal praise. That's a boast. Ridiculous. He says, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not over all the kingdoms of the heavens and the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might? See, he started to boast in his God. A halal praise. So that none is able to withstand thee. None. That's what we got to do, is get up tomorrow morning and make our boast in God. There's more with me than against me. And as he started to praise, you know what the Bible says? He inhabits the praises of his people. In boasting about God, the Spirit came to one of his servants and started to tell what was going to happen. And in verse 17 of 2 Chronicles 20, the revelation came. It says, he shall not need to fight in this battle. As I told the Sunday school class, if you look in Scripture, anywhere people start to fight using praise, they almost have to do no fighting. That's what happened with Jericho, right? All they did was give a sabak. The Bible says after they had marched around, they shouted with a shout, a sabak. And guess what happened? The walls fell down. The Spirit of the Lord revealed in verse 17, he shall not need to fight in this battle. Just set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. In his boast, I didn't read it, but Jehoshaphat says, listen, I know what's going on, but our eyes are not looking at the army. We're not looking at the enemy. We're not looking at our situation. Our eyes are looking at you. I tell you, if all you can see is Jesus, if all you can see in your situation is the crucified Lord, is the deliverer, is the Savior, and you're not looking at your problems, you are in a halal praise. Amen. He says, all we're doing is looking at you, Jesus, looking unto the author and finisher of our faith. And so God told him, listen, I'm coming. The Bible says he seeketh true worshipers. I heard a preacher say the only time God comes looking for people, you don't even have to go looking for him. He'll come looking for you. He seeketh true worshipers. Soon as you start to put your halal praise, you do your yada, and you do your sabach, God's going to show up. Jehoshaphat was outnumbered. Judah was in trouble, but they started to do the yada. The Bible says he stood on his feet and he started to pray, and then God answered. And then they started to do halal praise to remind of the people of all the things that God had done. Now, let's go down to verse 19. So now God tells him, don't worry about this, I got this. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a little quiet voice. What does it say? So they did their yada. They did their halal. And now they're going to do the sabach. God just had to show up. They used three of the weapons here. They stood up to praise the Lord of the God of Israel with a loud voice, a high praise. It's time for us to not be wimpy about this and to let the devil know, listen, I'm mad at hell and I'm not going to take you anymore. So they stood up with a loud voice on high. They're outnumbered. They're surrounded. They've been threatened. But God, what they're doing, they're using their weapon of praise. Doesn't matter what distractions the devil wants to do. It's time for us to use our weapon of praise. Amen. And verse 20 says, they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed the praise worshipers, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And they sent the choir out before the army. Can you imagine that other army seeing these people come singing, worshiping, playing tambourines and dancing around? They must have thought, what in the heaven's name? They didn't realize there was a storm about to hit them. They didn't realize that there were some weapons unleashed in the spiritual world that they couldn't see. They didn't realize that apart from the singers and spirituals and what was going on, I believe a host of angels was released right then. Listen, and when he had consulted the people, verse 21, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And so they went before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Are you going through some stuff? Anyone going through some stuff this week? You need to get your yada praise. You need to start boasting in the Lord and start just speaking out. God, you're great. You're wonderful. You're awesome. You have delivered me so many times. You have forgiven me so many times. You have cleansed me out of my sins. You have washed me in your blood. That alone is going to start to have an effect. But then when you get to dancing and shouting and give a shout, a shabak praise, devil's going to flee. Amen. Verse 22, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. The Lord started to fight for them. They didn't have to fight. By the time they went out there, the armies had fought amongst themselves and defeated themselves. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I'm showing you how the weapon of praise in your situation. You may not have money, but you can open your mouth. You can lift your hand, and you can give God praise. Let's stand. So from now on, you know what to do when I say yada. Men all everywhere ought to raise holy hands in praise to God. And when I say halal, give a shout. Come on, let's. Amen. You want your Jericho to come down, or you want it to just sit there? The Bible said they gave a loud shout. Come on, let's shout. Come on, let's. Hallelujah! I want us to do something a little bit different. I want you right now to give a halal praise, but I want you to do it this way. I want you to start saying something God has done for you. Start boasting. God, you delivered me. You paid my rent bill. You paid my mortgage. Hallelujah. You fed me. You clothed me. You gave me a car. You gave me transportation. You healed me. You delivered my family. You saved my soul. So you know what we're doing? We're taking the fight to the gates of hell. And the Bible says, just like Jericho, when you start to get your yada, your halal, and your shabak, gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates of hell cannot prevail. But you see, God has given us the emotion of anger to use against the person to whom it deserves. That's Satan. I'm mad at him. He's done some horrible things. He's destroyed some valuable lives. He's taken away some good friends. And I am mad at hell. And I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to do like David. I'm going to take off the armor of Saul. Because the armor of Saul is the garment of heaviness. And instead, I'm going to put on the garment of praise. I'm going to put on the garment of praise. Because once you start praising God, he will come to you. He inhabits the praises of his people. Surrender to God. Make your boast in him. And then give a shout. Give a shout. Give a shout. We're going to close this service. Not God's presence, though. You can't close God's presence. I want you to know, I want you to try some of this week. Start boasting. Don't just say hallelujah, but say the boast of what God has done, just like Jehoshaphat. He said, God, aren't you king of all these nations? Didn't you give us this land? Didn't you give me this body? Didn't you give me my family? Didn't you promise me deliverance? Make your boast in God. That's a halal praise. And then give a shout. I don't know what you want to shout if you just want to say Jesus. I don't know what you want to shout, but it's time for us to get mad at hell and not take it anymore. I don't want not one family member in my family lost. I don't want not one of them. I'm not seating any of them. I'm not saying you can have this one or that one. We have four children, and my wife used to say to me, all right, so which one would you give away? I'm not giving any of them. I'm not conceding any loss to Satan. Jesus, in his parable, said he left the 99. You'd think that'd be enough. Well, the devil can have one. No, the devil can have none. Do not concede one of your family members to Satan. Get mad at him. Give him a sabak right in his face. I'm trying to close. This altar is open. It's time for us to use the weapons that God has given us. Surrender, yada. Halala, boast.